The first question I have for you is obviously the start of the spring semester was pushed back a week and spring break was eliminated. What really went into the university's decision to go with that schedule?
Yeah, it's a great question, and it gets back to our evolving understanding of the spread of the coronavirus. And one of the things that we know is that as people travel and as they interact with other small groups and such, those become very significant virus spreading events. And while I totally understand and appreciate the interest of people wanting to get out and get away, that unfortunately becomes one of those events that creates a big challenge for us in terms of keeping control over the spread of the virus on campus. So we, like a lot of universities right now, have made the decision, so let's minimize that off-campus activity so that we can keep our students here, find ways for them to engage here socially, but mitigate the possibility of them getting exposed to the virus and bringing it back and spreading it in various ways on campus.
Were there other options looked at as far as changing the schedule, or did the university right away kind of know, hey, we should eliminate spring break to eliminate people going away for a week and possibly bringing this back? Or, like I said, did you know right away that, hey, this is our best option?
You know, we actually look at a ton of options. We have something called the virus response team that meets actually a couple times a week. So we've been vetting all kinds of different scenarios. But when it comes down to it, one of the things we've done this semester is we've done what I would call very aggressive contact tracing. So when we see a presence of the virus on campus, our team has done a very nice job of identifying where that's come from. And we know that even this semester we had quite a few number of exposures that happened when people were off campus. So as we started looking at the data and we started looking at the different options, we did discuss a lot of the different options. We know that this off-campus activity is a big part of the spread. So even though we did look at a variety of options, it really just became clear that we need to do what we can to mitigate those off-campus exposures.
One of the main concerns I've heard among students and others is with no spring break, it doesn't provide that mental break for students in the spring. Has the university considered that, or is there things being looked at to help with that maybe?
Boy, I'll tell you, that's something we're very aware of, and it's an issue that we're dealing with this semester as well, because as you may know, we canceled fall break for this semester. And I think this is a challenge for us. It's a challenge for the world right now, right? The whole world is in need of a mental break. So unfortunately, as we continue to navigate around the virus, we have to balance the issue of the mental break that comes from having time off and being able to get away from campus with the increased health and wellness challenges that creates on campus. So what we're doing instead, and we're working on this semester, and this is something we'll continue to be aggressive with next semester, is how do we keep people here but create mini mental breaks on campus? And I don't have anything conclusive on that for the spring, but you should know that's something we're aggressively talking about, is how do we create kind of breathing room during the semester to give people an opportunity to re-energize and recharge.
Right, right. And on the topic of safety, I know you mentioned most of the cases that have came up for Bradley have happened off campus. Do you know an estimate of like a percentage or anything of what you've seen through contact tracing of how large of a percentage off-campus activities have contributed to that?
Boy, I'd be reluctant to say that number without talking to the folks at our in our health center that actually tracks that.
Right.
I can tell you that now that we've gone into and come out of quarantine, we do see a number of cases popping up on campus now. And I will say, I can say with some confidence now that the majority of cases we're seeing on campus now are from external exposures. But we're seeing actually a couple in staff and some other areas, but they're the vast majority of what we're seeing, an individual whose parent brought her on campus and things like that. So it's actually not on campus because we've asked them to not be on campus, but obviously visited them and picked it up that way. So we know it's happening. And what's interesting is now that we've been very aggressive about keeping people on campus and really being thoughtful about how we minimize those interactions of small to medium-sized groups, we have seen a significant decline in the number of cases we've seen on campus.
And as far as residence halls over winter break, is the plan the same as usual to close those down over winter break and allow students back at a certain time, or is it any different this year with maybe travel restrictions for foreign students?
So we'll do as we do every year. We're during the break. Obviously, there's no way we would want to keep people from being able to go home and visit their families over the holidays. That would be wholly inappropriate, and we expect that people will do that. faculty, staff, students, everyone will spend some time over the holidays, hopefully giving a chance to re-energize and recharge. So that is something, and then we'll have an opportunity for them to come back on campus, and then it'll look very much like it does. We'll open, I think we usually open about a week before campus officially opens, and they can come back and get into the dorms and be resettled.
Right. Is there anything I haven't asked you about the schedule changes or anything COVID-19 related as it relates to Bradley University that you'd like to add?
You know, the one thing I will add is I really have to give a positive shout out to our students, faculty, and staff. Like many universities, we're learning as we go along. We're trying to understand the progression of the virus and how to best mitigate the impact. And we got off to a little bit of a rough start, but we've been in a really good position for the last couple of weeks. And if you look at our dashboard on campus, we've had a positivity rate of under 2%, and we'll likely have significantly below that this week as well. And that's a real shout out to our students, to our faculty, for everybody really understanding the behaviors that are necessary for us to successfully navigate this pandemic. And it's been challenging, it's been stressful, but I just want to really give a shout out to the students, faculty, and staff for doing what we need to do to manage in this incredibly complex environment.